Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. Now, in the waning days of winter, you can see nature's winter flea circus perform. Look for warm snow surfaces that are peppered by tiny black flecks that resemble a parenthesis on your 1040 form. Bend down to regard these flecks carefully or scoop some up. If you move them, then you are likely eye to eye with snow fleas. Fear not, for they aren't really fleas at all. They aren't even insects. Snow fleas belong to the order Calambula, the springtails, closest relatives to the insects. Springtails are so named for a fork-shaped appendage, the furcula, folded beneath the abdomen. The animal can snap its furcula open like a barrette clasp, catapulting the wee creature several inches forward through the air. Springtails are rarely noticed, but it's worth seeing their minuscule acrobatics. It helps to have something white against which to view them. The white, warmed surface of the late winter snowpack provides one opportunity. Or you can often see springtails by placing a white card on the needle duff of a conifer forest floor, where springtails help decompose fallen needles. Atop the snow, snow fleas apparently graze for algae and fungal spores. But really, how would anyone know? In turn, are there wee predators from which snow fleas must, well, flee in this chilly habitat? Snow fleas aren't social, but they can sure be numerous. Last March, the manager of Bridgerland Audubon's Barren Sanctuary estimated a population of some 8 billion snow fleas springing about just within the confines of our 140-acre reserve. With those kinds of numbers, pets and Utahns everywhere can be grateful that snow fleas really aren't true fleas, leaving us to enjoy the pleasure of tromping around on a sunny winter's day. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.